Would you date a bus driver?
You. Would you date
if he owns the bus? If he owns it. If he owns the bus.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem. Okay. Because the standards and requisites, and I'm not talking about him laying on his sofa playing video games all day. I'm not talking about that. But the standards and the criteria that we use to measure men is off for who we are as women and who they are in this society. I would date a bus driver if he loved driving the bus, if he was a man of integrity, if he was good to his mama, if he treated me well,
Well, that clip you just heard was the idea that was presented on dating a bus driver. And as you all know, or may not know, about the idea of hypergamy. And that's an example of that. You know, this is a woman that is obviously famous on TV, attorney. And that conversation was presented to her as a question. And of course, that's a typical answer of women, because I believe that in our Western culture, American culture, hypergamy, which is the concept that someone is going to want to date or be in a relationship with someone that makes more money than them. So that usually translates to women being that way, right? And that's the it. When I heard that clip, it reminded me of how everyone out there in the dating market feels. They're not, the reality is they're not going to date somebody that makes below them. I've never seen it. I mean, very rare cases do you see that, but we all can agree that, you know, women do like, especially career-oriented women, are not going to settle for somebody that's below their income level. That, and that's understood. I'm a person that I totally understand that. When it comes to you being a woman, having worked for, you know, going through education, having these personal goals, having these ambitions, and you set yourself up to be making good money. And the last thing you're going to do is find somebody that's below you. So I get that, because for women, that's a lot of work, and they're compromising. When a woman is doing that, in my opinion, she's compromising the traditional ways. Right. I mean, that she's meaning that if she's looking to be a viable wife, she's not traditional in any way, shape or form, because she's able to provide. She's able to do for herself, education. She's able to fall on herself if anything was to go awry with anybody. Right. So I think I understand it, and there's nothing wrong with her mindset. I really don't think that we should tell women to go down in value. It's more of a reminder for men and women, for you gender spectrums out there, to understand each other. Because I believe that's ultimately the problem in dating and relationships, is that people go into it with subconscious expectations. People go into it for control, the narrative and the ideology of what the relationship should look like, without having those extensive conversations with the person. And then the last part of it is, I forgot what I was saying. I just had a random thought go through my fucking head. But the idea that as women should all of a sudden settle for somebody that's making less money than them, I totally get it. And I get the counter argument with that clip. I do. And it was basically saying you're missing out on good men because you're making it that is such a red flag for them if they're not making money. Even though he would treat you good, he would respect you, he would do all these things you want him to do, but because he doesn't have money, it is a problem, you know? And I understand that, because again, I mean, from my side of it, it's like me trying to settle for somebody that is, men are visual. So I'm not going to settle for somebody that I'm not attracted to or that is not bringing something to the table that I need. And I understand that. So I don't falter for that, but there was a lot of feedback, men in particular, saying, you know, that's what's wrong with women and all these different things. You know, the classic, you know, men think this, women think that. And I, when it comes to happiness in a relationship, no two stories are the same. It really isn't. I mean, the only thing that I see, and I watch like this, I have this page, it's real cute. It's a Meet New York Couples, and it's a person that runs up to people. He seems like they're couples, and they tell their stories, and they've been together for 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, and they talk about their how they got together and what their keys to success are. But the one thing you notice is what I've always noticed is that they're each other's best friends. You know, they get along with each other. They, on the friend level, they can be there with each other. And I think that's just such a very important part of it, right? That's me, though. There's other men out there, they don't want to have a friend as a partner. They just want somebody to cook, take care of the kids, this and that. Like, everyone has a subjective definition of what a happy relationship is. So when I see a woman like this just saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to settle. That's just what it is. And then I'm going to put the clip real quick of her rebuttal, because there was so much bad feedback that she went ahead and had to do a second video clip.
So out of the 50,000 plus comments posted on social, I only saw a handful that even considered the possibility of a bus owner being a more aspirational position, and recognizing that I am actually speaking and pouring into the ascension of black men when I said what I said. But see, no, some of y'all were too busy naming and shaming me personally and black women in general as undesirable, gold diggers, and much worse. Now, I suspect that some of y'all are the same men that were bringing home C's and D's on your report cards, only to then be coddled by parents that said, well, that's okay, as long as you're doing your best. Well, listen, I love and believe in the excellence of black men. So no, my dear, C's and D's or any other form of mediocrity is not okay. No, I will not create a soft place for you or anybody that I love to fall comfortably into the bigotry of low expectations.
And I get it. I mean, I understand it. I don't think she was saying anything bad about men that are not financially stable. But I always go back to this. It's like, for women that have, like for me, if I have a frustration of not being in a relationship, I can go into my friend zone. I have a couple people there but I'm not attracted to them to that level. Or I know there's going to be some problems down the line. It's no similar than women putting a guy in a friend zone. I call it the sex zone. Like, I would like to have, like, I was hearing this guy talking about it the other day, and I think it's so true. Like, men and women, like, when they find a potential person that not all the things are there, like, with women, they put them in the friend zone. They still utilize them. They still use them, but they won't cross that line of sex. But men, we won't cross that line of relationship, but we're quick to keep having sex with you for as long as we can. Meaning that I like these girls I just talked about, but I don't want to have a relationship with them, but I would like to continue having sex with them. That's the difference between guys and girls, men and women. And I, that's the constant theme that I see in these conversations, is that women don't want to understand how men are, and men don't want to understand how women are. And I get how women are. You know, my conversations over the many years of doing this has been calling out women, because they're always claiming that they're not at fault, or they don't have any blame in any dissolution or in the mindset that they have. But I've been calling that shit out, and other people have now, which is great. And that's the part in which a woman like her has to reflect and say, okay, you have to give in. If you want a relationship, then you have to give in, because obviously you're not gonna find men at your level or higher that are going to tolerate your ways. And that's the part that women don't understand, is that if you're a woman making $500,000 and you want to be with a guy that's making $500,000 or more, guess what? That guy that's making $500,000 or more has so much pussy being thrown at them. And that's where the difference, that the average guy versus an average woman in a regular world, like me, like a regular dude with a regular girl has the upside. A girl can have a picking of any guy for sure. Whereas with me, I have the pickings, but it has to be from a lower income. Does that make sense? Like, it can't be my equal or higher, or it can be, I don't mind it because of the way I operate. But if they're trying to tell me what to do and how to be, the control issue, then that's where I would, I wouldn't deal with it. But I know I would have more of a control of myself, not of the other person, but I would have more control of how I want to be in a relationship if I make more than the woman. And even then, they don't even let you do that. So it's the idea of you having to settle down to be in a relationship. Some people will do that because I guess the fear or the desire to be alone is not there. Like I was reading something the other day that said that loneliness is impacting America. And then it's just as impactful as smoking like 13 cigarettes a day. I'm like, damn, I guess I'm one of them. Because I'm not. But at the same time, I understand myself. Like I reflect on this myself. It's like, okay, what is it that I want? What is it as a man I want from a woman? Well, I don't want her to take care of my bills. I don't want her to be a mom. I don't need her to cook. I don't need her to clean. I don't need her to wash my clothes. I don't need her to organize how I dress. I don't need her to, you see where I'm going with this? Like I look at the check. Like I don't need you to be my travel planner or my accountant, or I'm able to do all these things. So when it comes down to the two things that I can't do for myself is have amazing conversations and have great sex. But I mean, do you add to my peace and tranquility? And that's something that's very important to me. But everyone has a different criteria. For this woman, she's just not going to settle for a man that makes less than her. It doesn't matter. Because for her, it's a status thing. For her, it's a prideful thing. It's like, hey, I worked this hard to get to this point. I need somebody that has worked just as hard. I respect it. And I think for men and women, this is where I always say, you got to know who you are. Everything falls into place when you know who you are as a person. Like my daughter, she has to decide whether she wants to be more, and she's not going to be 100% one way or the other, but she's going to have to lean to one side of it or the other. Meaning, are you going to be traditional where you want to be subservient to a man? And if you want a man to pay all your bills and most of them and have that level of safety and security and emotional stability and gender roles, then maybe you want to be more traditional. But if you want to be more in control and you want to have more of a roommate partner type of scenario, 50-50, and then you will go more modern way. And I think that's where like a lot of women tend to not understand that. Like I think this woman has to understand, and many other women like her in that point would be, okay, if I want somebody that's my equal making this kind of money, the kind of guy, he's going to be very independent. He's going to want me to be very subservient. Or, you know, there's just going to be some things that he's going to want to do that I'm not going to stand for. You have to understand the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? That's like me, again, like me, if attraction is a big thing for me and I'm dating a girl that has 2 million views, 2 million followers, I should say, then I can't get mad if guys are in her DM all the time. I can't get mad when guys are constantly approaching her and talking to her. I can't get mad at that because that's what you get when you get an attractive person. When you get a really above average girl, the DMs, the nonstop action is going to come her way. So are you can't ask her. And that's what I see a lot of people do, right? That's why I see a lot of women have that successful guy like say, hey, stop flirting with those girls, right? And telling him how to be and how to, and it's like, dude, you can't. You got to let him do that. You got to let him go. He's running. He's doing just fine without you. You're not adding anything extra. He wants you to be around, but it's not an essential need because you're very replaceable. And conversely with a woman, when you're a very attractive woman and the guy is not acting his part, if you look in the mirror and say, look, I'm hot, I'm attractive, I'm above average, there's going to be so many guys lined up to treat you how you want to be treated. That's the reality of it. Like women look for financial security and obviously feeling safe with the guy, being able to protect them. And then with men, we're about the attraction and about adding to our peace and tranquility, being our cheerleader. It's really not complicated, but when you don't want to understand where you stand in all of this. So I'll give the final example of myself. I know I'm a guy that I love a 50-50 partner. There was a friend of mine that was dating somebody years ago, and he wasn't with her because she didn't want to be part of the family anymore. Or she was trying to keep dating and blending families separate. But he didn't want that. So he had to let her go. And I always tell him all the time, that's the kind of girl I would have dated. You know, she's already on and doing her thing or whatever, but I told him that's the kind of girl, because she wanted to keep things separate. She wanted to make her own money, keep things separate. Yeah, we do things together, but that's ideal, optimal situation for me. Somebody that doesn't want to blend, wants to stay apart. We hang out, we do dates, but you're not trying to come to my Christmas parties or to my events. I'm not trying to come to your events kind of deal. Like, we just keep things as separate as possible, right? But I mean, I don't fit with a traditional woman. I don't want a traditional woman. I don't want a woman that is wanting to do everything. You know, just stays at home, cooks and cleans. And I don't want that. I want somebody that is very smart, that pushes themselves, challenges themselves, works hard, is goal-oriented. I feed off having that kind of person around me. And so I know the kind of personality that I'm looking for. Like, if you're a damsel in distress, I don't want to deal with you. You know, I like a tough boss bitch. As long as you're not controlling me, you can control your own world. We can work as partners, right? But everyone has a different definition of that, of how that ideal relationship works. So I don't knock this lady whatsoever. It comes down to you as a person knowing how you want to be in a relationship, knowing what you're willing to tolerate, and understanding that the kind of man or woman that you're trying to attract, you got to understand what comes with it. And if you understand what comes with it, then the next question will be, can I tolerate it? But you can't have your cake and eat it too. You know, you can't ask, like for me as a guy, I can't ask for a very attractive woman that works out and not think that other men are, or she's not going to like the attention of other men, or that she's going to demand a lot more time from me. Right. And just like with women, like if you want a man that makes more money, then you got to understand that he's not going to be able to slow down. That you're going to have to take him as he is. If he's providing the perks and the lifestyle that you want, you have to tolerate and accept it. But the reality is that happens in dating is that people jump in because of the good stuff, and they want to change the bad stuff about a person that they don't like. But that's who they are. You can't change that. It's like me trying to change a porn star and, you know, her wanting to do video. And like, this is who I met from the beginning. Just like if I met an elected official or a social butterfly or a person that likes to be outdoors all the fucking time, I'm not going to change them. So you have to understand as a woman. So kudos to this lady. And I'm probably one of the few that stands up because I understand where she's coming from. But it's good to have that conversation to show women that there are good men out there. It's that you're not willing to give them a chance because of their financial status. There's a man that's going to treat you exactly how you want to be treated. Exactly how you want to be treated. Just like I know there's a woman out there. But guess what? She's not as attractive. She's not as easy on the eyes as I would like it to be. She may not have a great personality. Like, she may not be as smart. She may not, you know, she may be more codependent on me. So these are things that I value and I take in consideration, because when you're talking about your happiness, man, and being in a relationship, being happy, no one can force that on you. I took advice from people before I got married about the value of compromising. And after my marriage, I realized that, and after a lot of thinking, it was understanding that it's okay to compromise, but without sabotaging your self-happiness. That's the key. It was like, I could compromise on where we go eat, vacation, how we schedule time, events that we do. But I, if you're not able to accept me and what makes me happy and you're not adding to it, then it's not worth it. And here I am.
Here's the thing. I don't want modern women to change. I don't want you to change. You can be what it is, be what you want to be Big Shirley or whoever you want to be, do all of that. All I'm asking for is the men to recognize who they are and then just act accordingly. Just say, you know what? You know, you don't want to be a wife or this or that, da 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 da. You don't want to be a stepford wife or submit. Cool. I talk to many women who come on the platform and say, I don't want to be this, I don't want to be that, da da. Like I told the dentist, hey, as long as you can take care of whatever you want to take, fine. But the biggest issue is women today who have more, they haven't solved the issue of why they can't marry men at or around their level. It's because men at or around their level want feminine women. Feminine, more reserved, and they're not going to accept anything less. And what men are doing today is like, I'm not going to say anything.